Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service, up to $50 per month, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal lands, which accounts for a majority of our state. AARP fought hard for the emergency broadband benefit so that Oklahomans can access affordable high-speed internet. For more information on the emergency broadband benefit and to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKEBB. That's aarp.org/OKEBB or text internet to 22777.
Well, wheat harvest is a little over halfway complete, and OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said it's progressing pretty well.
Well, I think the best information about the wheat harvest is with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission on their webpage, is where you can find that. The yields, I think they're good to excellent, above expectations. Test weight, mostly above 60 pounds. That's a good number one hard red winter wheat. You look at protein, a little below average at 11.1%. Our hard red winter wheat harvest is all the way to the Kansas-Oklahoma border and some cutting up into central Kansas, but that's limited a little bit. And if you go all the way up into the Dakotas, of course, there's problems with that spring wheat up there with the drought.
And how is the world wheat harvest progressing?
Well, we probably got over 40% of the 2021 world wheat crop harvested. It's coming in above expectations. The latest estimate is 29.2 billion bushels. You can compare that to 28.5 billion bushel record last year. You look at the Black Sea area, that's Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, 4.8 billion bushels compared to 4.6 billion last year, and an average of around 4.4 billion bushels. Australia is expected to harvest their second good crop in a row. You've got problems up in, say, North Dakota and into Canada with drought up there and probably reduced expected production in those areas.
Anderson said there's still a lot of volatility in the market right now.
It's still volatile. You look at corn and soybeans over the last 2 weeks, you've lost 90 cents in corn and you've lost $1.60 in soybeans. Looking at the wheats, hard red winter wheat since early May is down $1.20. Soft red winter wheat is down $1, and your spring wheat are around 20 cents. So you see the other grains not as falling, or the other wheats not falling as much as hard red winter wheat. Looking at those spreads, soft red winter wheat has a 45 cent premium to hard red winter wheat now, and spring wheat has a $1.80 premium to hard red winter wheat.
And why is everything so volatile?
Well, if you look at corn and soybeans, they're relatively tight supplies, especially with soybeans. There's some uncertainty about how many acres have been planted. We have a report coming out this next week. The market's expecting them to increase those acres, which would increase the production. You look at wheat. I think our yields are a little higher than expected. U.S. hard red winter wheat coming in higher than expected. That put some pressure on prices. Corn prices going down, that put pressure on wheat prices. However, early in the year, there was a lot, billions of dollars entering the commodity markets. That money has been moving out of the grains. And as that money moves out of the grains, there's less purchases there and prices have went down.
To hear more from OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sunup, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.